KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 39. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In area news, a bomb threat in Shelby County Wednesday prompted the evacuation of students and the cancellation of classes at the Harlan Community High School. Authorities were notified of the threat by the district officials at around 12:16 p.m. Students were evacuated to two separate locations while authorities and firefighters searched the premises. Officials decided to dismiss classes for the day at around 2:10 p.m. After the school was secured at around 4 o'clock, students and staff were allowed to return to the parking lot and retrieve their vehicles. Classes were expected to resume today as normal. Meanwhile, an investigation into the incident continues. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad has proposed the closure of two of the state's four mental health institutions. Amy Lorenzen McCoy, an Iowa Department of Human Services spokeswoman, said Wednesday that Branstad didn't include funding for the Clarinda and Mount Pleasant facilities in his budget proposal released this week. Money to the facilities will be cut off by July the 1st. The Des Moines Register reports the institutions have experienced a population decline for decades, with only 24 residents currently at the Clarinda facility and 47 in Mount Pleasant. McCoy says a 2009 task force previously recommended closure under Governor Chet Culver, but the proposal was dropped. Branstad also discussed consolidating mental health services last month, but said there were no immediate plans to do so. Facilities in Cherokee and Independence will remain open. A man was seriously injured while working at a meat processing plant in Pottawatomie County Wednesday. The man was operating a scissor lift alone Wednesday morning at OSI Oakland Meat Processing Plant in Oakland when he found himself pinned against an overhead pipe. He was taken by ambulance to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said the man sustained a head injury in the accident. Mike Caranda, the plant's general manager, said the injury was not believed to be life-threatening, and the plant was investigating the incident. The owner of dozens of casinos across the U.S., including two in Council Bluffs, has filed for bankruptcy protection. Caesars Entertainment filed for bankruptcy protection early this morning. The company owns 53 properties, and 18 of them were included in the Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. Two of the 18 are located in Council Bluffs. They include Harrah's Council Bluffs and Horseshoe Council Bluffs. A statement from the company said there are no planned job reductions as a result of the action. The business performs well at an operating level, but the balance sheet still needs to be addressed. Caesars is trying to shed more than half of its $18.4 billion debt burden. The company has been negotiating with creditors and lenders for months on a reorganization plan that would turn the division into a real estate investment trust, one to own properties, the other to lease properties, promising creditors cash or new debt. Caesars said the voluntary filing gives companies a chance to restructure their businesses and restore their finances without being forced into bankruptcy. All properties will remain open for business. It also says rewards programs will remain the same and services offered at casinos and hotels will operate as normal. Caesars Casino struggled after missing out on the casino boom in Asia. The company was also reluctant to upgrade and expand its traditional U.S. markets. The operating division employs 36,000 people at 38 casino hotels, including the flagship Caesars Palace on the Vegas Strip. Elsewhere in the news, a Villisca woman who was arrested twice Tuesday was arrested again early this morning. Red Oak Police say 21-year-old Amanda Lee Smith was taken into custody a little after 2 a.m. after being stopped in the 1200 block of Senate Avenue in Red Oak on an OWI charge. Smith was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Early Tuesday morning, Smith had been arrested for an OWI drug-related offense. Later that same day, she was arrested for theft in the fourth degree. Police in Creston say a resident of the executive apartments at 1301 North Elm has reported that sometime between 3 p.m. on January 12th and 3 p.m. on January 13th, someone had taken change boxes off the washing machines at the apartment complex. The loss was estimated at nearly $268. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has two recent arrests and one theft investigation occurred. 31-year-old Charles Bradshaw of Clarinda was arrested Wednesday on a charge of criminal mischief in the third degree. The arrest stems from an accident that took place January 11th, during which Bradshaw allegedly damaged a sprinkler head in his cell at the Montgomery County Jail, which resulted in a fire suppression and alarm system being activated. The incident caused $550 damage. On Monday, the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 29-year-old Joshua Poe of Villisca. The man was taken into custody following an investigation into an incident which took place east of Villisca on Sunday. Poe was charged with aggravated domestic abuse, assault, and obstruction of emergency communications. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 cash bond. And authorities investigated a burglary, which was reported Wednesday. The event took place sometime between December 15th and the 31st at Hawkeye Storage, located off Highway 48 north of Red Oak. The victim reports numerous tools and power tools were taken from a storage unit. The loss was estimated at $3,250. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Matthew Moraine, age 75, of Bayard, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Matthew Moraine will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Gladys Larson, age 103, of Coon Rapids, died Monday. Graveside services for Gladys Larson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Orange Township Cemetery south of Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Madeline Smith, age 87, of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Madeline Smith will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Myrna Carley, age 88, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Myrna Carley will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Sue DeVault, age 78, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Celebration of Life services for Sue DeVault will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Werner Gall, age 88, of Erling, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Werner Gall will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marilyn Schnack, age 74, of Harlan, died January 8th in Mesa, Arizona. Funeral services for Marilyn Schnack will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Lois Dorsheimer, age 94, of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Lois Dorsheimer will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Dustin Hansen, age 45, of Omaha and formerly of Kimbleton, died Tuesday. There are no services planned for Dustin Hansen. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton is assisting the family. And Jimmy Kelgore, age 76, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Elkhorn. Services for Jimmy Kelgore are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.